From Washington, this is VOA News. World leaders in Australia pledge to improve the global economy, and Ukraine's president shuts down government institutions in eastern Ukraine. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. The Kremlin is denying Russian President Vladimir Putin will leave the Group of 20 summit in Australia early because of the icy reception from his fellow world leaders. A Putin spokesman said on Russian radio Saturday that Mr. Putin will go home when all the work at the summit is done. Aides had said earlier he would leave Brisbane before the summit ends and skip an official lunch on Sunday. G20 leaders plan to wrap up the summit Sunday with a communique expected to say that they agree on a comprehensive and coherent plan to expand major economies by 2.1%. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott had challenged the G20 members to come up with a definite plan to add $2 trillion to the world's gross domestic product in the hopes of creating jobs and more free trade. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has issued several decrees shutting down state institutions in pro-Russian eastern Ukraine. Mr. Poroshenko's move on Saturday further separates Ukraine's separatist-dominated Donetsk and Luhansk regions from the rest of the country. Meanwhile, officials said that at least 5 civilians and 7 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in fighting in eastern Ukraine since Friday. This is VOA News. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey has visited Iraq for talks with Iraqi officials and U.S. commanders and troops about the next phase of the expanding war against Islamic State militants. General Dempsey met Saturday with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. An Iraqi spokesman said the prime minister is hoping for close military cooperation from the United States, but is not seeking combat troops on the ground from any countries. A spokesman for Dempsey said the primary purpose of the visit to Iraq is to get a first-hand look at the situation in the country and to get a better sense of how the campaign against Islamic State is progressing. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani says his meetings with Pakistani leaders this week in Islamabad have made significant progress toward easing tensions between the two Muslim countries. Ayaz Gul reports from the Pakistani capital.
Officials in both Pakistan and Afghanistan have reported a reduction in tensions since Ashraf Ghani was sworn in as the new Afghan president in September. Mr. Ghani acknowledged the progress Saturday at a news conference with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif.
We will not permit the past to destroy the future. The most fundamental part, Mr. Prime Minister, for which I thank you, is that our fates are linked because terror knows no bounds.
Unlike his predecessor, President Ghani sounded upbeat about renewed commitments he received from Pakistani leaders. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has declared itself Ebola-free after an outbreak started in August and claimed nearly 50 lives. DRC Health Minister Felix Kabange Nwumbi made the announcement on Saturday, but warned that the end of the outbreak does not mean the country is fully out of danger. Meanwhile, a surgeon who contracted Ebola in his native Sierra Leone has arrived in Omaha, Nebraska for treatment. Dr. Martin Salia, who lives in the state of Maryland and is married to a U.S. citizen, had been working as a general surgeon at a Freetown hospital when he was diagnosed. And a new version of the hit song Do They Know It's Christmas was recorded Saturday in London, with the proceeds going to help fight the Ebola crisis. Pop's music stars, including One Direction, Bono from U2, Chris Martin from Coldplay, and others, gathered in West London to record the track. The song has been reworked from its original version, with words changed to reflect the current crisis. For more on these stories, please be sure to log on to our website, www.voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.